Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
If God's people are to enjoy all the benefits of their relationship with Him, it's necessary for them to maintain this relationship in a proper way. In reality, God is the King, the unique husband, and the head over all things. That means that His people must be under Him, submissive and subject to Him in a tender and intimate way. But in much of the history of God's people, they have rejected Him and His headship, always resulting in a condition of His people falling lower and lower and being evidenced by defeat after defeat at the hands of the various enemies of God's people. At such times, we occasionally see Jehovah acting in an extraordinary way to jolt His people into the realization of their actual condition. Such a time existed in the book of Judges after the death of Joshua, God's chosen leader over Israel. As the people turned away from Him and their enemies began to prevail, God responded by raising up not a mighty king to lead Israel back to victory, but rather He raised up Deborah, a female. Though she was very capable, she was one who lived in submission and in subjection to Him. Ron Kangas is here today as we delve into this very interesting and profound passage in chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Judges. Ron, welcome back to the program.
It is interesting. It also, we may say, flies in the face of the general attitude today, even among many believers. And by attitude, I mean a tendency to, on the one hand, to disregard the unique headship of Christ and the order of male and female organically under that headship. And another error is to, I would say, wrongly apply the exceptional case of Deborah and to use it to justify the usurpation of headship and leadership. But having said that, we need to reckon with what the Bible says, and we need to understand the life principles woven into the text that we may apply this record concerning Deborah in the book of Judges in the way of life and for the carrying out of God's economy.
As you mentioned, Ron, in principle, this seems to contradict God's ways. And I think another word that you used I'd like to pick up and repeat was, I think you said exceptional or extraordinary. It was an exceptional case, and it required that the Lord take an exceptional step in order to turn Israel back, because we saw again and again, or we have seen in these recent days, that at this period in their history, the characterization was that they had no practical, real head. They were really trying to function very much as their own head and in really subjection and submission to no one, certainly not Jehovah. So we'll see today there's a real intrinsic point that comes out of this sequence in this passage of Judges. And let's join Witness Lee as we take a look at it.
In history of Israel, you never had a female leader here. All of a sudden, the female was raised up.
Right.
Under the miserable situation, men all became a failure. But here is a woman by the name Deborah, and she was raised up. Well, we have to understand the Bible according to certain principles. Whenever God does something not common, not regular, but somewhat strange, somewhat extraordinary, that means a lot. That indicates always man's failure and God's excellent act.
Amen.
And here, the situation is just like this. All men fail. strength. But a woman was raised up, and that raising up of a female changed the entire condition of Israel. What does a proper female indicate before God? Submission. The submission to God. And this means to keep God's ordination. When Israel, all men didn't remain in their position. They all moved. Nearly no one kept his or her position. The biggest illegal move was you move yourself from God to an idol. Israel moved themselves to hundreds of idols.
Ron, he uses this phrase that the people, the men particularly, gave up their position, moving away, not just out from under Jehovah's headship, but all the way over to idols. So that really sets the backdrop and gives us some insight as to why God would take such an extraordinary step, doesn't it?
It does, and we need to be deeply impressed with the severity of the degradation portrayed in the book of Judges. This is not a record of some minor departures. This is fundamental unfaithfulness, almost indescribable degradation, an apostate departure from the true God. It surely is a situation of chaos, of lawlessness, of rebellion and disregard. So, given this situation, God, for his own sake, for the sake of his purpose and plan, must act. And he, being God, has the full right to take exceptional action and to do something extraordinary in this kind of situation where the people as a whole departed from him. The males among the people who had a great responsibility divinely in relation to God, humanly in relation to their families and society, had just abdicated and not only given up their standing and responsibility, but turning their backs on the true and living God and joining to idols. In a sense, what is God to do, we may ask. And in this situation, he used a female vessel, a very able, competent, insightful female vessel who apparently was occupying the male position. Actually, she remained under the proper covering. God used her, and not only to defeat the enemy, but to bring in a proper order and heading up among God's people. It's a wonderful accomplishment, but it's not to be now the norm.
Right.
It is the exception, but when God chooses to make an exception, we really need to be one with him and honor him and submit to him. He knows full well what he's doing.
As you said, their situation had become quite deplorable. At the beginning of chapter 4, they cry out to Jehovah. They are seeking some relief, even though they have not apparently confessed or acknowledged their own condition and why they're in such a fallen and desperate state. And as you said, his response, according to his prerogative, was to raise up this one, Deborah. Not many accounts in Scripture of a female taking the lead among God's people. And I think, importantly, we will see in this coming segment, there is a message here from Jehovah, the intrinsic side of what we're seeing, as we'll find out here in just a moment with Witness Lee's portion. But interestingly, in this same segment now, as Jehovah comes to Deborah, promises her that there will be some victories ahead, she takes a brother, a male, Barak to be the head over the army. And in a sense, she is acknowledging the proper headship, even though in a very real sense, she is now taking the lead. But she refuses to move uncovered, as it were, by herself. And she and Barak, this captain or general of the armies, we can see them somewhat coordinating together for the battle ahead. Very sweet, and quite a beautiful picture is portrayed, isn't it?
It is a beautiful picture, and it's a fine point that merits close attention on our part, because Deborah was not insubordinate. She did not take action on the basis of the principle of rebellion. She did not renounce authority. She had to be faithful to the moving of God's Spirit upon her for the sake of God's interests on the earth. But in so doing, she maintained the proper standing of a female according to God's governmental arrangement. Yet, she was fully faithful to the commission she received from the Lord. So we need to see, on the one hand, the exceptional action that she took according to the Spirit's leading. On the other hand, we need to see that she took this action under the proper covering, not being presumptuous, not being rebellious, but fully discharging, we may say, her burden from the Lord, but under the proper arrangement so that the Lord could use her to bring in order and heading up among his people.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee for this portion.
Deborah was excellent. This woman was full of capacity, created by God. I like to read Judges 5. It is poetic, it's full of excellent insight and foresight. But such an excellent woman was very submissive. When she took this kind of standing, the whole country became different. All the leaders took the lead, and all the peoples are waiting to follow. And this just put the whole country into order. In a miserable situation among Israel, no one would be a leader. And no people, not one citizen, would be willing to follow the proper way, to fight for Jehovah. That was the situation. But now, a female taking the lead, to be so submissive, I do believe nearly all the Israel realized Deborah was excellent. Yet they saw Maya, such a wonderful, extraordinary, excellent woman, would be so submissive. She took the lead to be submissive. She took the lead to practice the female submission to the man. She required Barak, if you are going to have me as your judge, a female judge, you must get Barak from me. Otherwise, I cannot do anything. All the people saw this. Then this brought the entire country in the proper order. Everyone just stayed in his or her position. The leaders took the lead, and the people were willing to follow. Spontaneously, that forms an army. You could see it was not Barak gained the victory. It was the people, the entire nation. Firstly, some of the part of the people didn't follow. Eventually, they saw the situation, they all followed. The entire country came into an excellent order, full of proper positions.
Ron, we mentioned at the beginning, before Witness Lee in this section, the picture, quite beautiful. He uses that same phrase. And by virtue of Deborah really setting a tone, restoring once again the submission to Jehovah, and then her demonstration of maintaining a proper function, being under the covering, as it were, of Barak. The whole people are now willing to come under this sort of example, and the nation itself is restored to a proper condition, at least for this short period of time. And the result is a success, a victory.
This, I would say, is the crucial point, that if Deborah, and taking the action she did according to the Lord's arrangement and leading, had not been properly submissive, she could not have been used by God to bring in order. Actually, there would have been more disorder and more chaos, because although the outward enemy was defeated, at least temporarily, something else would have been out of balance, would have been out of order. But the very fact that order could be restored among God's people through this precious female vessel indicates that she, the vessel, herself, was in God's order. Order cannot be brought in by people who are not in order. Submission cannot be brought in by believers who are not in the reality of submission. We know from the revelation in the New Testament that God intends in his economy to head up all things in Christ so that everything will be in perfect order.
Right.
In order for this to happen, some of God's people, representing the whole of God's people, must be headed up by him and be in the proper organic order. And I treasure this account concerning Deborah, and I appreciate the ministry's opening of this account from this point of view of the restoration of order and harmony and headship among God's people, because that's the crucial issue in Judges. The people did not regard God as their king.
Right.
They did whatever seemed good in their own sight. The result was chaos. So the Lord used Judges to bring in some restoration of order again and again until the kingdom was established according to God's heart's desire. But this point is worthy of emphasis. Deborah, although engaged in extraordinary action, unusual for a female in the Bible, was herself in order and in submission and could be blessed by God to restore the order among the people of God.
So in a sense, the Lord seemed to be sending a kind of a message to the nation that your men representing the nation as a whole are out of order. And so I am taking this extraordinary step, setting a female to show once again that even whoever is in the lead needs to be in subjection, needs to be in submission. And that was really a big help in this restoration of the order, wasn't it?
This is precisely the point, that it was not one person out of order replacing others who were out of order. The men, the males, had abdicated. They had failed abominably. So God used a female to do what a faithful male should have done. But again I say, she herself was in submission, she was in order, she did not abandon
right.
her proper standing in carrying out the action assigned to her by God. Therefore, through her, order could be restored.
This passage, or this portion of Judges, ends in a wonderful way. The whole of chapter 5 really is a kind of poem. It's Deborah's poem, and Witness Lee will touch it in a very marvelous way. But let me point out a couple of phrases here that are critical in this understanding of this whole section. In the middle of chapter 5, "And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, and Issachar was true to Barak. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolutions in heart. There were great searchings of heart. May all your enemies so perish, O Jehovah. But may those who love him be like the sun when it rises in its might, and the land had rest for 40 years." That's how the chapter ends, the conclusion of this marvelous poem. But these two phrases, resolutions of heart and great searchings of heart, are very key, as we'll see.
You have this word, resolutions, great resolutions in the heart of the people. And great searchings of their heart.
Amen.
Great resolutions.
Amen.
Great searchings. Why You still are sitting there. You have to make a resolution. Amen. So rise up and go and follow. Amen. Follow the truth to fight for God's kingdom. Amen. Great searchings. To make searching is to know yourself. It's to realize where you are, what you are, how you are. We know this. When we have a long prayer before God with repentance, whosoever has ever done this, you should have found out. When you pray proper prayers under your repentance, you got searched. You got searched out. Lord, I just repent of my past. I repent of my attitude toward my wife. I repent of the relationship I had with my parents. I just regret of my past. In your prayer, spontaneously, the self-searching in the heart comes to you. After 1 hour prayer, my goodness, you will stand up from today, Lord, be merciful to me, be life to me, be strength to me. I like to rise up. This is a great resolution. Lord, from today, give me mercy and give me grace. Give me whatever I need. This is resolution. My Deborah, very poetic, Hebrew poetry, always goes in pair. Searching in their heart to match the resolution in their heart. Great resolutions in their heart, matched by great searchings in their heart. Poetic. Could you believe a female lose such a poetry? With such an ending. May those who love you, Lord, be like the sun. Amen. Rising up.
Amen.
To shine.
Amen.
Brightly.
Amen.
How about marvelous resolutions,
Amen.
Searchings, and rising up.
Amen.
To shine like the sun.
Amen.
Melly concludes emphasizing this last line of her poem, Ron, O Jehovah, but may those who love him be like the sun when it rises in its might, and the land had rest for 40 years. Quite a conclusion.
Marvelous conclusion. You see the connection between loving the Lord and being as the light. In brief, the connection between love and light. According to the New Testament revelation, love is the essence of God. Light is the expression of God. When, as a result of resolutions of heart and searching of heart under God's enlightenment, we become one with Him and love Him, His essence saturates and permeates our being and becomes the shining element that enables us to shine like the sun in its might.
Oh, boy. I wish we could linger longer on this portion here. There is so much conveyed in these last poetic verses of Deborah. But we have more light to come in this life study of Judges. And if you would like to have the printed messages to follow along as we cover them each day, we invite you to contact us. For Ron Kangas, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today.